Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I am here today with Power in the Word Live. I'm excited. I am excited because this is the Christian Women of Power Week. You know, there are many women of power who are Christians, because being in Christ is what gives us power. There are many of us out there who are doing what we need to do for the Lord, and I am privileged on this week to be able to have with me several women from a group that I have, a Rise networking group, Christian Women of Power. And our first guest for today is Alicia Avant. Alicia, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're so welcome. I'm excited.
I am also. Praise God, praise God. God is good and worthy to be praised. Alicia, before we start every show, what I do is I enter into a moment of prayer. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, and we magnify your name on today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to come before your people, Father God, with a word from you. I thank you for my guest, Alicia Avant, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will bless us on today and allow us to speak the words that you will have us to say to enlighten those whom you have chosen to listen on today, Father God. Touch someone with your word through our hearts on this day, through this program. And, Lord, we will continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in everything that we do. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God again, Alicia. Am I saying your name correctly?
You are. You are.
Praise God. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, what I wanted to do today, this week, I wanted to talk to select women, and I actually have 2 weeks' worth of women who have volunteered to be on the program, and I'm just delighted about that. So we're actually going to do the same thing next week. But you are my first guest for Christian Women of Power, and all of the women won't necessarily be from our group, although you are a part of the group there, and I just want you to know that it's a joy to have you as a part of Christian Women of Power.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, you're welcome. But what I want to do is I want to talk about you today. I want to talk about what God is doing in your life, what God is doing in your ministry, how God is using you. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I am impressed in a spiritual way, not in a natural way. I'm impressed because your company, your ministry, Beauty by Design Ministries. And let me tell the listening audience, I want to just introduce Alicia to you. She is the founder of Beauty by Design Ministries. She is a young woman. I don't know how old she is, but if, for those of you who received my email blast, you can see that she is a beautiful woman of God. And the Lord has given her a purpose on this earth. Part of her purpose, part of her mission is to minister to the hearts of young girls and teenagers to let them know that they are beautiful, to let them know that they are wonderfully and fearfully made. She has this ministry where she actually goes out and she gives speeches, so she's available to come into your church or your organization, if you have an organization for girls or for teenagers, and she comes and she speaks to encourage, to edify, to motivate young girls and teenagers to be all that they can be in Christ. This young woman, I'm not going to read anymore, but she's also in seminary. She has a great deal of qualification to do what she does, primarily because she is called and ordained by God, but also she is a youth and children's director at her church. I believe it is your church, Carrollton Baptist Church.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Praise God. Alicia has a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology from the University of Mississippi, and she is now pursuing a Master of Arts in Christian Education at the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. So, Alicia, you have a full plate.
Yes, ma'am, I do. And I have a child who is three, a little boy, and I have a little girl on the way.
Oh, praise God. You have a 3-year-old son and a daughter on the way.
Yes, ma'am. It's great. We're excited. I have 5 more weeks of my pregnancy left.
Okay. How are you feeling today?
Doing really well. Doing well.
Okay. 5 weeks. So in 5 weeks, have you picked out a name?
Lily.
Lily. How beautiful. Is that Lily like the flower?
Yes. Her real name will be Lillian Claire, and we'll call her Lily for short.
Oh, beautiful. That is
Thank you.
Precious. Little girls are the best. God is blessing you with your own daughter.
Right. I'm so excited about having a little girl.
Because you have been out here. Now tell me, why are you doing what you do? What is it that motivated you to begin such a mission?
Well, when I was a teenager, I got a lot of opportunities to be involved with people that were in the beauty and fashion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, that industry, and it's still that way today in the secular world, is very motivated by our appearance and our outward appearance. And I noticed a great deal that if you weren't just specific way, or you did not dress a specific way, you didn't have a certain look, that you weren't accepted as well in that industry.
Yes.
And it was very, it was hard to fit into that mold that they wanted you to fit in. And though many times I did, there were many times that I did not, and I saw lots of other girls that were in the same situation. They wanted so bad to succeed in that industry,
yes,
and were not able to do so. And I luckily had the backup, had the support of my parents, and was able to see that it wasn't that important. And also my church family, being that I was very involved in church, I learned that there was a bigger purpose to fulfill than just being in that industry, that there were so many other things I could do,
yes,
and that God would bless me for. But I use a lot of what I learned from that, the self-esteem, the self-confidence, those things that I learned from that experience, to teach girls how they can improve those parts of their lives so they will feel a little bit more confident about themselves. So that began the process, and then just many, many experiences throughout my teen years and into college made me realize that God was calling me to something, and I had something special that I could give to other people, but it took a long time for me to realize what that was.
Okay. Okay, now let me ask you this question, because I'm listening to you tell me about how you were in the fashion industry, and at some point you realized that there was a lot of emphasis being put on looks, and there's a lot of people cannot even live up to what they expect in this industry. Did you ever have a point in your life where you felt like you were not good enough, where you were not pretty enough, where perhaps you were maybe not thin enough? Were you ever at a point where you had low self-esteem in your own life?
Oh, absolutely. When I was in probably 7th or 8th grade, just before I got this opportunity, I was just trying to learn how, and many girls today are at this point where it's a very transitional time in your life where you're going from being a girl to being a young lady,
mm-hmm,
and you're having to learn how to fit into the newness of being in, and for me it was in junior high, and beginning to wear makeup and just all those things, and your hormones are very hard to deal with at that point in your life. And at that point in my life was when I felt the least pretty, where I felt,
yeah,
the least accepted, and I was very shy at that time in my life, and so I had a hard time fitting in anywhere.
Okay.
And so that was a really difficult time for me, and I can see so many girls that continue with that. They never get out of that. They take that with them for life.
Yes.
And luckily, I was able to, with the help of, like I said, with the help of my family and also with some opportunities that I was given, I was able to bring myself out of that by putting emphasis on other things.
Yes.
Even though I had the beauty, I didn't feel like I did, and I was able to see where I was beautiful in certain ways, and was able to see that you know, you can find that beauty in anybody.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that there is something beautiful about every person that I meet. And it's amazing because I also had low self-esteem. But I am fascinated with your testimony because you are a woman who had the benefit of having both parents in the home, and both of your parents were very supportive of you, and they encouraged you, and it sounds like your parents put a lot into you.
Oh, absolutely. When I was, the opportunity that I had with the fashion industry was to attend classes for modeling and then to actually do some modeling in my area. It was local modeling, and it wasn't anything very, you know, glamorous or anything.
Yes.
But I did have opportunities to further that. I just did not choose to because I was very involved in church and in school and did not want to give that up. But my parents took me to all those classes and were behind me 100% in whatever I did.
Praise God. And I'm hearing also that your parents took you to church.
Right.
So you were raised in church.
Yes, ma'am. I was there. I used to say, you know, I was there every time the doors were open and sometimes when they weren't because
Praise
my daddy was there. You know,
Praise
my daddy
Lord.
Was the one to lock up or to turn the lights off, and he was there to count the, you know, to count the tithe after church.
Yes.
Just so many times I was there even when nobody else was there.
Wow. Praise the Lord. I'm really thrilled by hearing this because I have an 8-year-old daughter who has the benefit of being raised in church. None of us were. And she's being raised in church. She loves the Lord. She loves the Lord. She has a very high level of self-esteem. She knows that she is wonderfully and fearfully made. So it's a blessing to hear you saying that your parents were there, both of them. They were supportive. They raised you in church. You chose God and school as opposed to going ahead and going with the modeling and the fashion industry. You saw other things to be more important. And you are a living example of the scripture, train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And when they are older, they will not steer away from that. So I am just really blessed by having you on the show today. And I want you to tell me how important you think what you do is. But we know that what you do is important. Now tell our listeners why what you do is important.
Well, for me, the reason I think it's so important is because girls don't get to have anyone tell them that they have a future and that they have a purpose.
Yes.
in our everyday society. In schools, you know, that's not something that is emphasized. In our communities, that's not something that is emphasized. And a lot of times girls think, just by, I guess, by default, that all that they have to accomplish is for them to, you know, get out of high school and go to college.
Yeah.
And get a job or be a mom or, you know, get married. They don't realize that there's a greater purpose to all of that. It's not just about going through the motions. It's not just about completing the next, we call it in seminary, we used to say, jump through the next hoop, you know.
Right.
It's not about that.
Yeah.
Our lives are specifically, God created us from the moment that we were conceived. He knew what our plan was and he knew what his purpose was for our lives.
Amen.
And so many people don't ever, I mean, even grown adults, men and women, don't ever find out what that is because they don't even know it exists.
Yes.
And so I was able to find that, and it's made me a happier person. It's made me a person of greater faith, and it's made me someone who, even in the hard times, can know that this is only a test, or this is only something to make me stronger. And I don't think that there's a lot of, I really don't think that girls out there know that. I don't think that they see
No.
it. Because they're so involved, and even the girls in my own youth group are so involved in what's on TV, what's in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, they're all hyped up over the fun stuff that they don't see the serious things.
Yeah.
And they just think, if I can just get by and, you know, pass this test to get to the next grade, to graduate, to get married, then I've, you know, that's life. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who, you know, she got married and her husband works offshore and makes really good money. And she really doesn't, I mean, besides raising your children, she, which is a great purpose for her, she doesn't realize, though, that there's more.
Yes.
She's not involved in her church. She's not involved in any volunteer efforts or anything like that. And there's so many things that we can, as women, can do to set an example and to lead people to Christ. And I don't think that the girls out there are getting that message at all.
I don't either, Alicia. As a matter of fact, I spoke last week on the show on Power in the Word because I was watching during my lunch break. I work from home, and I was watching one of the court TV shows, and there were three girls there, beautiful girls. They were young, 19. Two of them were 19. One of them was 22, and they called themselves lesbians. And I feel that that's a big thing that's going on in our, with our young people, that they're losing their identity out there because the girls don't feel beautiful. They don't feel validated. They don't feel like they have a purpose.
Right.
So I know that what you do is very important because I, too, was one of those girls with low self-esteem, but instead of going into the homosexual scene, I went into being promiscuous. So there's two sides of the pendulum,
right.
And neither one of them are beneficial. What's ideal is what's right there in front of us, which is the Lord and the validation that's to be found in His Word. And when I knew that you were going to be on the show today, I really got excited because I said, this is a woman who is teaching our young girls and our teenagers about having beauty by design, by God's design.
Right, exactly.
Amen.
That's exactly what it means. I'm glad you caught that. And you know, not everybody understands why I have named my ministry what I've named it, but it is all about being made in His image.
Yes.
And how He makes us beautiful. He's the
yes.
part, He's the ingredient in our lives that makes us beautiful. And if we don't have Him in our lives, then you can't really fulfill what it is that you're supposed to do for your life.
If you don't have Him, you're not able to fulfill what you're supposed to do for your life. I couldn't have said it better. That is a phenomenal statement. There is something else that I noticed about your company, about your ministry, because this is your business now. You're in full-time ministry now. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, and what I noticed is that you're available for youth group meetings, for conferences, for family retreats. As a matter of fact, you just had your first retreat. Is that?
I sure did. I've been speaking to groups since January of 2005, and I've mainly done events where I go in for one night, one evening, or a day, you know, one day and just speak one time. And I had the opportunity. In fact, I booked it a year ago this February, and we just held it a couple weekends ago.
Yes.
It was my first retreat to where I, you know, was able to be speaking to the girls three different times and stayed and interacted with them throughout the event and got to really, you know, get to know them and have fun with them. And I think that's what makes my ministry work is
yes.
I'm willing to get on their level and see them as who they are.
Yes.
Because I knew from the beginning, I've been around teenagers enough in my ministry, and I've been one, you know, not that long ago. It wasn't that long ago I was a teenager myself.
Okay.
I was able to tell that, you know, you have to get on their level. They have to see you as a real person before they're going to really value what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to get in there and do that. And so this was the first time I was really able to do that, and just besides just coming in and talking to them, was really able to spend some time with them. And so it was a very awesome experience to be able to spend time with them and for them to begin to kind of have that trust in me enough to where they listened to what I said.
Yeah.
And I could tell that they did because at the end they were all so excited and so gracious and glad that I had been there. And our the entire retreat was on true beauty, which is what my ministry is all about. And
true
and about
beauty.
Being set apart for God was one of the sessions, being made over in His image and finding your purpose through Him was one of the sessions. And then the last one was on modesty, and it was called Clothed in Christ.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. When is the next one? Have you scheduled the one for next year?
Well, they do one every year, and I'm not sure how he is going to do that, if I will be invited to come back.
Okay.
But I have been invited to do another one in the fall, well, late spring, early summer, since I am going to be having the baby in a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had my calendar open again until May, and I'm speaking with another church right now about coming and doing an all-night girls' night. It's a Friday. It would be a Friday night, and we would have several sessions just one night. It would be like a lock-in and have an all-nighter, you know,
yes.
And me talk to them several times while I'm there. So we're looking at that for May. And I'm open, you know, to travel and go anywhere. And like my website says, I believe it does say this, I hope it does, is that I travel and go to places only for a love offering and travel expenses.
Yes, I
so I don't charge a set fee or anything. And God's blessed that, and I've never had a problem with that. You know, basically just get me there, feed me, and give me a place to lay my head if I'm supposed to sleep while I'm there.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is blessing you right now. It's an awesome ministry, and I'm happy that you don't talk to the young girls and the teenagers just about the external beauty, about what they see when they look in the mirror, because as you know, a lot of us, and you spoke about this earlier, we don't like what we see, a lot of us, until we get to the point where we know who we are in Christ. But a lot of us, before we get to that point, we don't like what we see when we look in the mirror. What words can you give, words of encouragement can you give to our listeners? And there are some adult listeners who are listening now who never had the little girl in them affirmed. What can you say to the little boy in them affirmed? What can you say to the adult listeners who are listening, who never really felt beautiful and don't feel beautiful today, who are looking for love in all of the wrong places, looking for validation? What words of encouragement do you have for our listeners about their true beauty?
Well, you know, the Bible speaks of this many, many times. You've quoted the verse today that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, but also Jesus living inside of us is that light that makes us shine. And if you're able to just tap into the power that the Holy Spirit gives us when he comes and lives inside of us at the point of salvation, then that is what makes you shine. That's what makes you beautiful. And as long as you stay in touch with that, and that's through reading and studying God's word and being close to him, because as we know, Christianity is a relationship. And if you have that relationship, any relationship makes you feel better about yourself. If it's a healthy relationship.
Yes.
So if you have a healthy relationship with Christ, that's going to make you see what Christ sees when he looks at us.
My God, my God, my God. I feel God right now. Beautiful, beautiful. I pray that you heard what Alicia said, because it's just phenomenal to know that in Christ, when you have that light shining through you, you are irresistible.
Right.
Irresistible woman of God and irresistible man of God in the right way. People don't even look at you the same way when you have Christ shining through you.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. Alicia, I'm going to give our callers and our listeners an opportunity to call in and speak to you, to ask you any questions that they have. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. We have about 8 more minutes. So at any time during the next 8 minutes, you can call in and speak to Alicia, ask her any questions that you have, see where she is located. I'm going to find that out for you right now, but see if she's available for any particular date. You can also go to her website. Alicia, your website, what is your website?
It's www.beautybydesignonline.com, and it all runs together, all lowercase.
BeautyByDesignOnline.com. And Alicia, why don't you give us your email address?
Okay, it's Alicia, which is A-L-Y-S-S-A, at BeautyByDesignOnline.com.
Okay, praise God. And Alicia, I just want to let people know, we just told them where they can contact you, but I want to let people know about your party in the box and also the other item that you have for young girls. Can you tell us a little bit more about these items?
Sure. The Party in a Box, which will be coming available in the next week or so, the first one is going to be the Spa Party in a Box. One of the events that I do with the girls is a spa, and it's just a relaxation time, followed by the devotional time. And this Party in a Box makes it available for anybody, a mom, a church leader, a Sunday school teacher, to have this event for their group if they could not have me travel to be with them. I live in Mississippi, and so if you're in, you know, Washington State, it would cost you a whole lot to have me come out there, even with just a love offering and travel expenses covered. And so this would allow you to actually do the event yourself, and it would have instructions on how to do the event. It would have all the supplies you needed to do the event, and it would have the devotional that you could either just read word for word or that you could interact and use the questions that I have that I actually interact with the girls, how I would do it, and it would be make it available to you to do that in your own way yourself. And so those are available and will be available on my website very soon. The information is there, but the actual shopping cart has not been put up.
Okay.
And that will be put up in the next few weeks. And other themes and topics are coming in the near future.
Oh, that's
that one is about being set apart.
Being set apart. So that's the theme of Esther?
That is all through the story of Queen Esther. And that is the devotional comes from the book of Esther.
Oh, praise God. That sounds like a powerful tool for a youth group.
Right.
And I think people will be calling you to come from Mississippi because we can do many things by a textbook, and this kit, this Party in the Box, I believe would be great for those of us who don't have the budget
right.
to have you come in personally. But for churches that do have the budget, I believe that they will see the benefit of paying for you to travel and putting you up in a nice hotel so that you can minister to the young girls. I believe that this is a ministry that's been neglected for too long in the church, that we're getting a lot for the adults, but the children, especially the young girls, the teenagers, are not
right.
being ministered to where they need their retreat. So how many times have you had women's retreats, but you don't have retreats for teenagers?
Right, exactly. Teenagers, and I noticed even in my local church, they mean, you know, the adults mean very well, but they aren't able to reach out to those teens. They feel like maybe they don't know how to communicate
mm-hmm.
with them.
Yeah.
And teens are just like us. They're a little bit younger, and yes, they have attitudes and hormones, and
yeah.
but they're some of my favorite people. And I just had my youth group out for supper last night after church, and, you know, they make me laugh, and they always tell me that, you know, laughter, you know, helps you to combat stress.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps me less stressed, is
and
being around
you. Looking
him.
So young and beautiful.
Right.
We need you. We need you. I'm a pastor at a church here in New Jersey, and we pastors need people that can relate to the young people. We need people that can relate to the teenagers. And we don't have enough of that. And pastors, you don't have everything that you need. That's why I know that your pastor is blessed to have you on the team, because it's just so important to have someone that can relate to the young people, especially in this day and time. So, Alicia, before we go, we have about 3 more minutes. There's one more product that I want to get. I want it for me. I looked at it and I said, this is something that I want because I'm a writer and I love journaling. You have a journal, I believe, Journal in a Box, I believe it is.
Yes, it's a prayer journal in a box.
Yes.
The ones that are available on my website right now are a gift box for a mom or anyone to give to a teen girl. And the reason that it's targeted to teen girls is because in there, there's some written materials that I wrote. It's a small pamphlet booklet that's called My Heart to His, and it's a prayer journal guide. A lot of young girls aren't aware that of prayer journaling. With the times that we're in, text messaging, email,
yes.
all that is very popular. But this allows them to sit down and to write from their heart to God's heart, their feelings, their dreams, their desires, their the way that they are thinking. And sometimes we're a little scared, and God wants to hear from us.
Yes.
And for me, writing just releases that and makes me feel better. So I tend to write when I get upset, and I like to write out my feelings and my thoughts. And it helps them to know why that's important to do and how to do that, and also how to keep up with their prayer life so that they can look back. I've had a prayer journal since I was 14.
Oh, what a great example.
I can look back and see that I started praying at 14.
Uh-huh.
You know, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life?
At
and
14.
I started praying for specific directions. I wanted the big picture back then, but God gave it to me piece by piece. And I can go back through those journals, and I literally have probably 2 dozen of them. I can go back and see where he answered my prayer.
My God.
And I want them to be able to do that. And so that's what the prayer journal in a box contains, a prayer journal, a pen, a scripture bookmark, and the guide that helps them to learn how to use it.
Well, I'm inspired. You said since you were 14. Is it recommended for someone younger who's maybe a little bit more advanced? My daughter is 8. She loves to write. Do you think
no,
she would appreciate
I would not
that?
Say that there is an age range. I would say you're her mother, and you know her maturity level.
Yes.
It's written on a very easy level as far as the guide is written, where it's easy to understand.
Uh-huh.
And the prayer journal, you know, I have girls at my church, the younger girls, that I ask them all to get a prayer journal and to write, even if they just write in their own words, their prayers to the Lord and make lists of what they want to pray about. I think it can be very beneficial to a younger child.
Well, thank you. I believe I'm going to get that for her 9th birthday, which is in June. One more
Great.
Question, and our time is up. I can't believe how fast 30 minutes
I know,
goes.
It was really fast.
I'm interested in this, and one more question that the Lord has put upon my heart to ask you. Do you have anything for mothers and daughters together?
Yes, I do. One of the things that I have, it's not anything for sale, but one of the things that I have available is an e-zine, which is an online newsletter. You can sign up on my website or by going to Yahoo Groups, and it's under a Yahoo group, and looking for heart-to-heart mom-daughter connection.
Okay.
And but you can go there from my website as well, and you can sign up for that e-zine. And right now it's done monthly.
Okay.
But it will be in the near future. I'm going to start trying to do it weekly. It will include a devotion for you to do with your daughter.
Okay.
And so the devotion will help you to see. And it also includes recommended reading where you could, you know, I recommend a book that maybe I've read or that I've had my teenage girls to read or younger girls in my church to read, and recommended that you read that with your daughter. And so you can share that book together.
Okay, thank you so much. Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. Alicia, thank you so much for being a guest on today on Power in the Word. You have launched off our Christian Women of Power Week in a mighty way. God has used you, and I'm praising God for you right now. In
thank
the
you
name
so much.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You have helped me, and I'm certain that our listeners have been encouraged. Alicia, I want to have you back. I have to have you back as a guest. But I once again thank you for coming.
You are so welcome. I sure enjoyed it. This is my first time experience with this, and I hope that it did bless those that heard what I have to say, and I hope that I can get in touch with them. I like to be in touch with others and to learn from other people, so I hope that they will get in touch with me.
Okay, so you can contact Alicia at Alicia, A-L-Y-S-S-A, at help me, Alicia.
BeautyByDesignOnline.com.
At BeautyByDesignOnline.com. And remember that you are beautiful, created in the image of God. Let the light of the Lord shine through you every single day of your life. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you. And especially you, young girl or young teenager, God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.